Never rely on talent alone. No matter how experienced you are, you need a system in place and you need to practice if you want to create character voices properly. But what's the best approach to doing this? In this video, I'm going to explain my process and also give you some tools and tips that you can take away and use in your own way to create more convincing and characterful voices. Make sure you take a seat, fellow Earthlings, because otherwise I'm gonna knock you off your feet! Before we start, I'm just gonna quickly let you know that any budding voiceover artist out there, you can learn to become successful and you can earn good money, but it's a long road to figuring out what it is you need to do for yourself. And if you want to skip forward a few years and bypass all that bullshit, then follow the link in the description box below and sign up to my voiceover starter kit. Do it today! Success is yours! Right, I should also mention that if you're enjoying these videos, then why not physically attack the subscribe button, hold a knife to the thumbs up, and perhaps beat the living out of the notifications bell. Or something like that. Anyway, onwards. Number one, recognize who or what you are voicing. Every character you create has to have a persona, whether you are putting it onto an object, an anime character, cartoon, or even a Dungeons and Dragons class. They don't have to have a face, but for clarity, you need to be certain about who or what they are. If you just read words off a page and give a voice but no thought to whom or what they are, it's going to end up generic and most likely too similar to your own voice or the default party voice that you do to impress your friends once in a while.
How you doing there, buddy? I'm here to help you out.
That's b****. Do it properly. Ask yourself these questions. What's their name?
Dave.
Where are they from?
Germany.
How old are they?
2.
What species, race or class do they fall into?
Bottle.
Are they tall or short?
Tall.
Fat or thin?
Thin.
What is their personality like?
Cold.
Do they have any children?
Yes.
Are they a child?
No.
Do they have multiple heads?
No.
Multiple personalities?
Yes.
Or multiple voices for that matter?
No.
Get clear on who or what you will be voicing and use your imagination, if these details aren't given to you already, to create a real living persona. You will connect so much better with a unique voice and have a depth in the quality of speech or sound you provide for them. Recognize who or what you are voicing. Do it! But hold on, there's more. Number two, figure out how they or it breathes and voice this first. If you are truly a professional or want to become a professional, then the next step will be to discover the breath and breathing habits of your character. It is so telling of personality and affects our voice in a massive way, so worth getting it right early on. Think of the breath as a foundation which you will build your character's voice on top of or around. Use the details you have of who or what they are to initiate this, but you should ideally embody it. For example, can you hear their breath? Or is there some kind of restriction? Or is it completely clear? What's their lung capacity like? Is it huge and takes a long time to fill up? Or is it small and needs more shorter breaths? Perhaps they are anxious and breathe quickly and awkwardly. Or maybe they are just really relaxed and calm. Make a choice. Of course, try to make it according to the persona you already imagined for them and their physical traits if you have a visual already. Everything starts with the breath and our voice is carried on the air we breathe. If you want to do this properly, then this must be a consideration. Also, it's a superb storytelling tool and you can use the breath in many other ways later on. And we'll take a look at that in another video, but for now, guess what? There's more! 3. Figure out how they or it moves. Right, does it move? Can it move? How does it move? Swift and light? Slow and heavy? Like a cat? Like a rock? Like water? Like mud? Is it nimble? Is it dexterous? Is it stiff? Does it crawl, run, wobble along? Does it float? You've got to make these decisions because it's going to affect its voice. figure it out, because not only will this most likely be influenced by the personality, but there is a real chance the breath and movement will be connected also. And in learning this, I am expecting you to physicalize it also. Same with the breath. Adopt these traits and feel them in your body. Too many amateurs get stuck in their head and think their way into another generic and dull, monotone character which has no life or real individuality. If you want excellence, and I expect nothing less from you winners out there, then this is what you gotta do. Does its shape, color, texture or size indicate its personality? Try to feel it. Walk like they do. Breathe like it does. Notice how this affects you. And then, number four, find your zone and tone. What do I mean by zone and tone? Right, well, for me, this is how you vocalize without using words. So you're not yet speaking, and it's your next step in learning these voices properly. The zone is where you feel the voice in your body. So keep the personality in mind, find the breath, hold your body like you're embodying the character, and now hum. Move that hum around a bit. Play with it. Where does it feel right? Where does it land? In the mouth, in the throat, the nose, or even all three? Maybe it's in the belly or chest or even feet. I don't know. Go crazy. But stay curious. So once you've found where the personality, breath, physicality and zone are, the tone is the attitude that goes into that. So wherever you are right now with your voice, just turn up the dial. Knock it up a notch. Give it a bit more welly. A great way to test this without words also is to sigh, but sigh according to your character. How do they sigh? Is it a happy sigh? Or a sad sigh? Or a frustrated? Or angry? What's the tone of their sigh? Find that tone. Again, stay curious. Don't be too ambitious. Just play with it and see what comes naturally. At this point, you are most likely feeling rather silly, and if you live with your parents or have loved ones in close proximity, you would do wise to lock the door, because they have most likely called the men in white coats, a priest, or the police, or all three for that matter, as they will have assumed you have gone absolutely f***ing nuts. So, lock the door, because there's more. 5. Adding words. It's time to speak. Whether or not you have a script or are just improvising, it can be useful to put all you have into a set of words or sentences that is short and covers lots of different phonetic sounds. This way you can record yourself and check back in with how it's going without wasting too much time and knowing you have it covered. It's really important to listen back to yourself. Stay in character, keep the personality in mind, but focus on your breath, physicality, zone and tone, and speak these three sentences over and over until you are happy. Number one.
Through good tone, all not part, must serve and then shape that speech.
Number two.
Look, put that book back in the nook, you hooded crook.
And number three.
How about shouting down a townhouse, allowing a mouse to flounder? Yes.
Now, record these and listen back and keep following this process until you have it nailed. Don't worry, there is a PDF on my website, which you can find in the description box below, that has these sentences and more things that you can use and play with. But once you've got these and you've got to this stage, just record them, listen back, and keep following this process until you have it nailed. You will get it, but it just takes a bit of practice. And if you do have a script, then practice your script and make sure to get it all correct. But monitor yourself. Record and listen back. This is how you will grow and enable your best performance. But wait, there's more. Number six, Improvise. Now, you have ample opportunity to practice. In the bath, shower, whilst driving, cooking, operating heavy machinery, whatever it is you need to do, driving cars, flying aeroplanes, there's no excuses. You have time. You can do these things. You can talk while you do it. So just speak. You have to practice. Describe what it is you're doing. Describe the characteristics of the character you're working for. Talk about your day, what's in front of you, whatever. I don't know. Just go for it. Play. Have fun.
I'm in front of a camera. I'm talking. And I'm very upright. I get my little thing here. This is my inspiration for the character. Oh, yeah, this is how you speak if I was animating it or puppeteering it myself. Oh, yeah. And often looking at this thing and making all those decisions, have I come up with this voice? It is very different to my own voice, don't you think?
Ah! You will very soon understand and know when you have it down. And if you are still unsure, keep practicing. Like I said, have fun, stay playful, and just go for it. Don't hold back, just go full on, because that's how you're gonna get better, and that's how you're gonna end up finding more confidence in this character and it being so unique and just better. Now, if you wanna get even more ideas, check out this video here on how to create 100 distinctly different voices. Caveat, there's actually more than 100 in there, so it's worth watching if you haven't already. And again, if voiceover is something you are thinking about as a career, then you are very welcome to join me on my online course. Again, the link is in the description box below, or just head to my website at vocabilities.com and go to the complete voiceover starter kit page. Punch the subscribe. Uppercut the thumbs up and shout very loudly at the notifications bell. Oi, I want to know when he's bringing more videos. And that's great. Me, Darren McStay. This, improve your voice. You cool, me out. Bye, titty, bye, bye.